Das kann sogar sagen, ich muss aber recht zu schwagen, wenn er von Yehuda, man sagt, dass Nazir darf nun wov. Fragt ihm, Frista had said that the days of Saras can count towards the days of Naziris if the Naziris is for a long term, longer than just a regular 30-day term. Rabbi Bachama now asks based on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a Nazir becomes a possible Mitzayrah and possibly Tomei to a Mace on the first day of his Naziris, he'll be done with his being a Mitzayrah after 60 days, meaning he gets his first Mitzayrah hair shaving after 30 days. Since he may be a full Nazir, so he has to wait to 30 days, and the second Mitzayrah shaving after 60 days. He would then shave his head after 90 days for the possibility of having been a Nazir Tomei, and then shaves one last time after 120 days to cover his Tahar Naziris. A Braisa says, this is referring to a Naziris of 30 days. However, the Naziris promised was to be for a full year. He wouldn't complete his being a Mitzayrah until after 2 years, and he would finish his complete Naziris after 4 years. Now, according to Rav Chisda, in the case of the Braisa, he should be able to complete all possibilities within 3 years and 30 days, not 4 years. How so? Because if he was never a Mitzayrah or Tameh, he's done after the first year. If he was a Mitzayra, he did his two shavings after each of the first 2 years. And then since the days of Mitzayra count towards his Naziris, he would only have to wait another 30 days until he can shave again. And if he was tummy to mace as well, which would make the earlier counts be lost, then he would need an additional year after those 30 days. So it would be just 3 years and 30 days, not 4 years. Another question, Ravashi asks further. And he says as follows, in the Braisa that derives the source for the days of Tzaras not counting towards the Naziris count, the Braisa says that we can't learn it from a Nazir who was Tamei from a Mace, because such a Nazir loses all previously counted days, whereas a Nazir who was a Mitzayr would not. Now, that can't be talking about a 30-day Naziris, because if such a Nazir becomes Tamei, he would have to begin counting the 30 days after the Tzaras, because he needs 30 days of hair growth. Therefore, the Braisa must be talking about a longer period of Naziris, and still the Braisa says that the days of the Mitzayr will not count towards the Naziris. This lechayra is a kasha to Rav Chisda. We move on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer, in the name of Yeshua, said, for any tumah of a mace that would cause a nazir to have to shave his head as a nazir tumah, one would be chay for walking into the mikdash with such tumah as well. For any tumah of a mace that a nazir would not have to shave his head for, one would not be chay for walking into the mikdash with such tumah. Rav Meir said, this tumas mace for which a nazir does not shave his head for, cannot be more lenient than a sheretz, and would therefore also make the person chay for walking into the mikdash. Fact the Gemara, we see in the Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer actually heard this from Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, who in turn heard it from Rabbi Yeshua. So why does our Mishnah not say that? He just says Rabbi Eliezer heard it from Rabbi Yeshua. What about the middle where he heard it from Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, who then heard it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua? After the Gemara, we can learn from here that whenever halacha is taught in the chain of three rabbeim, we only have to mention the first and the last. We don't have to mention the middle rabbi. We find the same concept in a Braisa as well. We move on to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said, I argued to Rabbi Eliezer, if a barley-sized bone, which cannot create tumas oil, still requires a nazir to shave his head for touching or carrying it, then surely a revius of blood, which does create tumas oil, would surely require a nazir to shave for touching or carrying it. Rabbi Eliezer responded that we cannot make a Kal V'Chomer over here. Rabbi Yeshua later explained to Rabbi Akiva that although the Kal V'Chomer is logically sound, we have Halacha L'Mashmi Messina that says not like that. Frekt Gemara, do Rabbi Yeshua mean to say that the halacha of a barley-sized bone is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and therefore we can't base the Kal V'Chomer on a halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Or did he mean to say that the halacha of Revi'ah's dam is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and that's why we cannot use it in a Kal V'Chomer? And for the words of the Braisa that clearly says that the halacha of a barley-sized bone is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and the halacha of Revi'ah's dam is therefore what we wanted to learn with the Kal V'Chomer. Hadnalach, Perek, Koyein, Gadol.